ain't talking about Avraham Avinu. The number of midas of Avraham Avinu, but if you read the Chumash with open eyes, are incredible. Avraham Avinu, as it describes, was an old cousin. He himself had reached the conclusion of the Sheker of Avodah Zarah, the whole system. And he understood it with such clarity that he was willing to be Motzei Nefesh, going to the Kivshon Reish. A person is willing to be Motzei Nefesh and going to the Kivshon Reish only something's absolutely clear to him and no sfeikas about it. Well, Avraham Avinu was absolutely clear. However, the pasuk says people around him, his entire family, people there, incredible story. Proper thing about it. Nimrod al Shem Shehimri, just Ha'olam al Kodesh Baruch Hu, understood him to be the absolute ruler in that area of the world. Avodah Zarah served his needs very well. Because as Avraham Avinu says later, he meets Avimelech. What deserves a very convenient system. That's why people like it. That means the Egyptians have their gods, the Canaanim have their gods, and Babel they have their gods, Asher has their gods. And everyone has their own system that fits their needs. The idea that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with one Torah, in a sense of absolutes, and one series of commands, it's a very limiting thing. When Avraham Avinu confronts Avimelech, and he says, why'd you do this thing? After all, we live in a civilized society. Civilized society, people don't lie. They tell the truth. And you said she was your sister. Actually, she's your wife. Avraham Avinu told him two very important things. First of all, Rakan Yiras Hulkim by Mokam Azeva Haruguni. Murder, every civilized society is against murder. Germany, 1943, if one German walked down the street in Berlin and killed another German, would have been hauled into court. Murder is horrible. Except Jews don't happen to be human. You redefine things according to your own needs. There's no sense of absolutes. And since there are no sense of absolutes, you can do what you want. So the king makes the rules, they set it up, and it's okay. You know, so what happened? Suri Main was kidnapped. She's brought to Avimelech's house against her will. He wants to live with her against her will. Kidnap, rape, everything. And he's pleading innocence. The answer is, if you make the rules, you can make what you want. It's a problem with it today. We just arrange the rules the way we make it convenient. And the idea that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a sense of absolutes that are unbudgeable. ודבריו חיים וקיימים, נאמנים ונחמדים לעד ולעולמי עולמים. But he says this forever. People don't understand. There was a bizarre thing that happened in Yerushalayim a few weeks ago. It's bizarre, and it just goes to show how much so-called Orthodox Jews have adapted that everything's flexible. The super left-wing so-called Orthodox institution that gives smicha to all of them, they call open orthodoxy. And they're very liberal on what they understand orthodox is. One of the, someone in the class, this, when he got engaged to his gay partner, they decided they couldn't give him smicha. So he came here to a more open-minded, so-called liberal Orthodox rabbi who gave him smicha. They did it with a whole lumdus, this way, that way, this way, that way. This is intellectual, you can justify anything. Torah says also. Avimelech wanted Sari Aminu. So, you rearrange the rules. Kidnappers also, rapers also, murderers also, Geneva is also. One HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives absolute rules to the world. Absolute rules to the world. And they don't budge. Avraham Avinu told them something else. And Unklus there says, Avraham Avinu said, once I realized the Shekhar of Avodah Zarah and the absoluteness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's physical and moral rule of the world, my life is in danger. It's a very threatening doctrine. There are absolutes in the world. It doesn't change, it doesn't budge. A few months ago, there was a story of the El Al flight. I think it was November. Supposed to land here, it was the whole thing. It ended up because of the passengers going crazy in the flight. They landed in Athens for Shabbos. What was the problem? The El Al officials didn't understand. Okay, so you're being 2 hours late for Shabbos. Big deal. So you still have Shabbos the rest of Shabbos. They didn't understand the sense of absolute when a Jew knows Shkia comes. That's it. You know, even no twists and no turns. That we live and that we have to mishabed ourselves to a system of rules to become budge and we can't. Now that's a very dangerous system in the world that people want to flip it around or finagle around. That's why a Nimrod and Avimelech feel very, very threatened. They rule, but they also make the rules. And if you make the rules, you're not meshubet anything. And that's why there's a confrontation between Avraham Avinu and Nimrod. Avraham Avinu saw this idea so clearly before HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself to him. He's willing to Mosa Nefesh. The other people around him were very impressed with the idea. And Haran says, we'll see how it goes. See who's right. He ends up getting burnt. When Avraham Avinu walks out of the Kivshan Ha'esh, confronting the powerful ruler there, saying, see, I'm right. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayikach Avraham, Vayikach Terach. That's Avraham Avinu. So it should be the response. Everyone said, fine, we accept. The answer is no. He has to run away. For people to change their whole way of thinking and just to realize, even when they're presented with irrefutable facts, is very hard. People just don't change so easily the way they think. That's why Terach has to leave. Goes to Haran, he stays in Haran. At that point, once Avraham Avinu has got as far as any human being can get, with his own intellectual understanding, to the next level. It only comes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself. And that happens. Says, I'm here. You're right. I'm here. But if you're going to do everything you're supposed to be doing, you can't be doing it. Avraham Avinu, at this point, is being set up for a tremendous nisayon. To uproot yourself from the society that you're familiar with. Well, Kaz and Choron, in the end of the day, was one culture. Canaan was a different culture. Mitzrayim was a different culture. To uproot himself completely and say, okay, I'm starting all over again. I'm doing good work there in Choron. What's wrong with staying in Choron? My family, people know me. Go to a new place. That Rashi says, First of all, people don't know where he has come to a brand new place. He was in one cultural reality. Everyone knew the story of the Kibshan. So Avraham Avinu going around preaching his doctrines had a receptive audience. Now go to a brand new place, get started all over again. And what? I mean, he didn't call up on Avraham Avinu. Just imagine at that time. Avraham Avinu called up the local moving company and said, okay, I'm ordering 4 gigantic trucks taking all of our belongings. And it didn't happen that way. You took your basic belongings, you moved. It's a different world. He has to get started all over again. Akash Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll give you money. And the Tirdes HaDerech says, he's going to have any children. So Akash Baruch Hu telling him something that is unreasonable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell him, Nisyon is going a step by step way. Avraham Avinu showing the depths of his Emunah. No one go, get started all again. Don't worry, it's fine. I'll take care of you. It's not reasonable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. But then what happened? He comes to Eretz Yisrael. And the Baruch said, this is your land. This is. And if this is your land, Vayavar of him. All right, he went to the whole land. This is it. The Zarecha Eten is the Oretz Hazos. Okay, and immediately what happens? So here, something else. Kadosh Baruch Hu has promised him what the future has in store for him. The whole brand, he says, don't worry, I'll take care of you, A. This is when Kadosh Baruch Hu finally reveals himself. And this is what the future has in store for you. Then immediately has to go down to Mitzrayim. Unbelievable, holding on to his Emunah, when if you take a look at what's happening, you know, everything is moving in the other direction. Amen. Yeah, it goes down to Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him wealth. What does the pasuk say? Vayelech Ma'asar, Rashi said, had to pay his bills. On the way down to Mitzrayim, he didn't have the money to pay his bills to get to Mitzrayim. what's happening now, Akadosh Baruch Hu promised him, and if he had a short-sighted view without a deep emunah, all doesn't make sense. And then all of a sudden, things reverse. So the Soyan passed it, and then on the way back, Avraham Avinu was exceedingly wealthy. And then he can pay his bills. But then there's the next step of the Soyan. The next step of the Soyan is telling Avraham Avinu, okay, I told you to do something, it was highly unreasonable, but you believe me. Now there's the Bris Ben Absorim. There's the war passes out and says, Bris Ben Absorim. What does Avraham Avinu tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's physically impossible for Sarai Meir to have a child. That's it. Ein lo volad. She does not have the anatomical organs that are necessary to produce a child. Rabbi Wolf says, ah, you're too much into natural causation. I run the world the way I run the world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing him in a way to say, listen, there's a much higher level of emunah happening here. Emunah when? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, and it's physically impossible. Vehemim Bashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been building Avraham Avinu up. Bashem. And then we go on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes another bris with him. Is building Avraham Avinu up step by step. And have a Yitzchak. He's 99 years old. So I mean, it was 89. There's absolutely no physical way it can happen. The Mahal says, next year, exactly at this time, first day Pesach, it's going to be there. Comes back next year, first day Pesach, it's there. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises insane, crazy things. Kadosh Baruch Hu delivers. But then 37 years later, Avraham Avinu got used to a whole reality. Says, forget it. Now, what is the Nisayon of the Akedah? Nisayon of the Akedah is an incredible Nisayon. Because, again, people get used to certain ideas. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu. He believed against all facts. He believed against everything. And it came true. Sinai Eretz Yisrael very successfully, doing everything he's supposed to be doing. He has a child. He's growing up to be his continuation. And he says, listen, Kach Nazmin Chas Yichid Chosho Avdus Yitzchak. Now, for Avraham Avinu, just stop and think what it means the Akedah meant to Avraham Avinu. Pasuk says, Ki yedati v'mana she'etzav ezbon of Beisach u'lishmo tzedokah u'mishpat. Avraham Avinu has been telling the world a number of basic ideas. First of all, there's one God. Where's our shekin? Number two, this one God believes that you have to leave your life with me, this David, Shev Mitzvah, and know, Tzedaka U'Mishpat, Chesed V'Emes. It's not just he happened to have created the world, not just he happens to run the world, but something much more. He demands of us a certain code of behavior. And then Avraham Avinu has a son. They're teaching this. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, you know Avraham Avinu? Shechtem. That violates anything and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ever told, had he's ever been preaching. And let's say, the day after the Akedah, what happens the day after Akedah? He bumps into his friends, Honor Eshkol and Mamre, and he said, what did you do yesterday? Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to shecht my son. Well, you've been talking about this for years. That means, number one, his career is finished. He has no way of facing people. He just is a total steer to everything he's been doing. Something like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kachno es bincho, yes yichidcho, asher ahavto es yitzcho. Yichidcho. You're never getting another son. You had a dream. I promise you, you're fathering the Jewish people. Forget it. It's all over. There's not going to be a Jewish people. Avraham Avinu has to say, okay, I won't be able to open my mouth. I won't be able to face people. I won't be able to tell people, Gosh Baruch Hu Chesed Rachman. There's no continuity. There's no Jewish people. In a deep sense, he says, well, if that's what Gosh Baruch Hu wants, I will accept it, and that's his will. It's a deep acceptance of Malchus Shemayim. What is the Malach promise of Avraham Avinu at the end? He promises him Vayikrei l'malach Hashem in Hashemayim, and he promises him. You did not withhold your one and only son. Gives him a whole bracha. Ramban asks a kasha. He doesn't understand. What's in this bracha? Because the Akedah was in the previous bracha. The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you will have children, and it's this. He never guaranteed that Klal Yisrael will last forever. He guaranteed him Klal Yisrael will last forever. Why is that the appropriate response to the Akedah? The answer is very simple. Lech Lecha begins. Make you a great nation. There's a continuity, generations, etc. And that is something that means everything to Avraham Avinu. But then he's willing to say, Enochanami means everything in the world to me. This child means everything in this world. The future, having a Klal Yisrael means everything. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, fine. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, it's also fine. The moment he's able to accept. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, it's fine. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, it's whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed him, you'll definitely have it. It's going to last forever. Once he accepts it, that it's not because he achieved anything, it's simply the Ratzon HaBorei. And if the Ratzon HaBorei is this, then it's this, and the Ratzon HaBorei is different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. Once you've accepted that, I'll give it to you. Avraham Avinu, as a person, as a Munah HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with such a depth, he's willing to surrender everything to the Ratzon HaBorei and to the Chochmas HaBorei. The Medrash says that when the Malach came to Avraham Avinu, it says, Al Tishlach Yotcha Amar Val Taslum Uma. Avraham Avinu says, listen, I don't understand. In the beginning you said, I'm going to have children. And then you said, and it's going to keep Yitzchak Yikaro Chazorah. My continuity is coming through Yitzchak. And then you say, Kachmos Binchas Bahaf Vesiv. You say, no, Shechta. And now you say, don't Shechta. What's happening? So Chaim asked the Kasha. Why did Avraham Avinu ask now? Should have asked when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kachmos Binchas Bahaf Vesiv Yitzchak Lecha Zarasamari Alechon Galach Bom Hashem Alecha. Take Yitzchak. She said, I don't sense the stint what you told me before now. Chaim said in his way. Midah Shator Nidreshis Bem. Shnek Zim Bechishin says, I call so Shishi Vachbein. He says, what does that mean? Sometimes you see a stira. Have you willing to accept the world doesn't run according to my logic? It doesn't run according to my logic. Stira, I don't understand. That's it. You ever call to Shisha Achavi Neyim, something else happens, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells, there is an understanding. Go and understand it. He said, I like to understand. They're willing to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon as absolute and the only thing that functions in this world. In face of everything, that's the first part of the Nesayin of Avraham Avinu. And what Avraham Avinu was Machna Ladoros. It's the famous Kashi. Yes. Avraham Avinu was willing to shecht Yitzchak. It's the Nisayah. In the Middle Ages, how many parents were willing to have their children die so they wouldn't fall into Christian hands? Not to be baptized. Why is it so special about Avraham? The answer is, Avraham Avinu, as the father of the Jewish people, not just the physical father, the midas that Avraham Avinu had, they're built into the neshama of every Jew. That's why these are ours. He gave us the capacity of that amuna. That's why we have these stories. He gave us the capacity that if we work hard, things will be clear to us. That's why Avraham Avinu is off. But Avraham Avinu, Mitzvah Hashem, will talk about that next week. Besides the emes and the bakoshes emes and the willingness to go with the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu under all circumstances, beyond all, there's only one part of Avraham Avinu. Another part of Avraham Avinu, that's his chesed. And Avraham Avinu goes together. Ki yedati, I've chosen him, I love him. The manash, the man, Saves, born of Beis Oachra, Lishma Derech Hashem, Midas Davis. It wasn't just a belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole life built on Midas Tovus, because that is the Derech Hashem, and that will see Mitzvah Shabbat next week.